next speaker is from the Green Party. He's a member of the London Assembly, the Green Party, Darren Johnson.
Good afternoon, fellow peace campaigners. The Green Party has condemned this war as illegal and immoral before it started. The Green Party condemned this war as illegal and immoral during the bombing, and the Green Party will continue to condemn this war as illegal and immoral once it's over. Yes, we've seen the end of the tyranny of Saddam Hussein, but it's been replaced by a tyranny of chaos under the illegal occupation by the American forces. Iraq has descended into anarchy and chaos, but is that any surprise when international law has descended into anarchy and chaos? And a very, very dangerous precedent has been set. Where next for Bush and Blair's axis of evil? Which innocent citizens of which country are they going to be bombing next? North Korea? Syria? France? Where next for the axis of evil? And let's remind ourselves how this war was supposed to have been started. It was supposed to be a war against terrorism following the events of September 11. Does anyone here actually believe that the terrorist threat has reduced as a result of this war? Does a single person believe that terrorist threat is less likely because this war has been fought? Of course not. And what about the weapons of mass destruction? None have been found. The chief weapons inspector has accused both the US and the UK of fabricating evidence. Of course, if there are weapons of mass destruction, we want to be rid of them. We don't know whether there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but we do know that Britain has weapons of mass destruction. Millions of us have been marching, have been campaigning, have been demonstrating for peace. The peace movement in this country is now stronger than it's ever been. So let's get the message out that Britain must get rid of its weapons of mass destruction. Let's get rid of our weapons of mass destruction. And let's get rid of Tony Blair. And let's work together for peace and justice. After me, peace, justice.